Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dallas Keuchel, Chris. Let's have an honest-to-goodness conversation about Dallas Keuchel. And can someone raise some points, some arguments, as to why it would be a bad decision for the Pirates to sign Dallas Keuchel right this second? Still no real update on Trevor Williams. That'll come in the next 2 hours when Clint Hurdle addresses the media, but it looks bad. A side injury. Obliques don't heal overnight. That would be a considerable amount of time. Tyone's out until July. Jordan Lyles isn't going to pitch like John Candelaria for the entire season. So you'd think at some point the shoe's going to drop there. Joe Musgrove's good, but he's never made more than 20 starts in a season. And Chris Archer blows. So unless someone can give me a real good reason why the Pirates shouldn't, if the reports are true that Keuchel is willing to sign a one-year deal because he wants to go back into free agency, then what is there to preclude the Pirates from signing him right this second to keep their season afloat?
So, to be clear,
I'm asking you to play devil's advocate right now. Can you? Can you come up with anything? Is there anything, if we were...
Do you think I'm pretty good at playing devil's advocate, by and large?
Yes. If this were, if I was running for president, and you were getting me ready for a debate, and this was my position, this Pirate should sign Dallas Keuchel today, what kind of counterpoints would you like to raise right now?
I'd babble on about the 57th pick in the draft.
And tell people why that's important. What is the importance of the 57th pick in the draft?
I would not be a good debate preparer without giving you context. If the Pirates were to sign Dallas Keuchel 10 minutes from now, let's say, before the June Rule 4 draft, the amateur draft in June, they would owe a compensatory pick for having signed him. Because of their market size, it would not be a first-rounder or a quote-unquote extremely valuable pick. It would be a pick in the 57 range, right? Right around there?
The rule states, this is right from the MLB handbook.
I knew you had it.
A team that receives revenue sharing will lose its third highest selection in the following year's draft.
57. Okay. So that was what they would lose for signing him this second. You know what? I'm going to actually try to make a good faith devil's advocate argument here against him. If you believe Bob Nightingale, who's a plugged-in insider that we had on yesterday, he doesn't know if Dallas Keuchel legitimately has it left. He's coming off his worst statistical season since his second in the bigs.
What was that year? His worst statistical season.
No,
what did he do?
I prefer not to say that. He had a 3.74 ERA in his and hold on. I know everyone loves my advanced stats. His fielding independent pitching, like the idea of did he get lucky or not, he actually was slightly unlucky, but he was what he was. He's a gold glove pitcher, by the way, so he's going to help your infield defense. And I know people say that's not a big deal. Well, with the Pirates, it usually is, so that would probably be a good thing. I'm making arguments for Dallas Keuchel here. Sorry. He's a ground ball pitcher when the league has transitioned to strikeouts.
He had the highest ground ball rate in baseball last year, the highest of any player. Last I checked, baseball's becoming more and more about the home run. You can't hit a 400-foot ground ball over the fence.
I would like to see somebody try, however. If you believe Bob Nightingale, so this is kind of the other proof people are going with. If Dallas Keuchel's so good, if Dallas Keuchel's so valuable, why has at least one team, I'm not saying the Pirates here, I'm saying any contender that has a hole in their pitching staff, and usually some of them or most of them do, why hasn't somebody just bit the bullet and signed him?
Because like Le'Veon Bell, Keuchel misinterpreted and guessed wrong about the market and was shooting for a multi-year deal, something in line with what Jake Arrieta got from the Phillies. And because he's a 31-year-old pitcher, who isn't now built maybe the way that teams are looking for or want out of those types of pitchers. They want big strikeout numbers. He doesn't fit that criterion. So his price has been, you know, clearance racked. It's been greatly reduced. And now he's stuck in kind of a prove it situation. And one of the other reasons why teams have balked at that is because if you are a big market team like the New York Yankees, who are without Luis Severino, he will not pitch for them until after the All-Star game. The Yankees have to forfeit a first-round pick for him.
Because they do not receive revenue-sharing money. The other argument Nightingale posited yesterday was he's going to take a long time to get up to speed, but we know he's been throwing to junior college hitters and pitching every fifth day, and by, I think, his own admission said, what, 2 weeks tops for the team that signs him? For him to be ready to go? I don't have a good answer. I mean, the point is here, I pride myself on being the best damn devil's advocate there is, and I will continue to be about subjects where I feel I'm in the right. The idea of, and I'll soften the blow this way, it's not just the Pirates. There are a lot of teams who are derelict of duty right now that need a starter that aren't going to pay the price for him. He would cost prorated, because he wants more than his qualifying offer, which is, what, $17.5 million? Mm-hmm. You prorate down, maybe it's $20 million he wants prorated. That's $13 or $14 million. Every, and I do mean every, team in Major League Baseball can afford that. Every team that is not even close to the luxury tax, and of course the Pirates are not, every team can afford it.
The Pirates have a $77 million payroll. That's according to the website SpotTrack. If you put an extra $14 million onto this year's payroll right now, that would get them up to $91 million. Now, what is the significance of that number? Last year's Pirates payroll for 2018 was $91 million. They can easily afford it. I think this is something that when we talk about what the Pirates can and can't do, they cannot. They are unwilling, and there are good reasons, baseball reasons, to not do it. They don't want to give the Manny Machado contract out like San Diego did. It would revitalize the fan base. It would be a huge public relations coup to do that. But they think the long-term effects of a contract like that, it'll probably be an albatross. And to be honest with you, there's plenty of evidence that backs that up.
Joey Votto, for example.
Well, I think Votto's actually, well, how about like the Prince Fielders and guys who just got gigantic contracts? Pujols right now, you'd like to bring his name up. Are the Angels getting their money's worth out of him? No, they're a losing team.
Cano.
Miguel Cabrera, since the Tigers gave him
another... Yeah, big contracts for the wrong guys in almost every situation can come out to be onerous.
I don't sit here and argue and lobby for those kind of things. This I do lobby for, and it should not be out of the question that as Pirates fans, as Pirates consumers, we ask for these kinds of moves.
They've made these kinds of moves. When Francisco Liriano came here as a reclamation project and was damn good, they signed him for $3.39 million. Russell Martin, a player they felt they needed at a very important position, they signed for 2 years, $17 million, which, by the way, I believe still remains the largest true free agent outlay, like a guy from another team coming here in their history. They paid premium prices for A.J. Burnett to come here and pitch.
The Pirates are a team that is built on starting pitching. They told you that was their M.O. before the season started. Pitching wins. Well, now the pitching has crumbled because of injury. And lo and behold, this is the one, maybe the, one of the few times in baseball history where a Cy Young Award winner was available in May that you can afford and you can sign, and you actually have an advantage over big market teams because they don't want to part with something.
It's less
that
punitive.
You don't have to give up.
It's less punitive
for you.
It
makes total sense for the Pirates to do this. I will continue to beat this drum as long as Pirates starting pitchers remain on the mend and as long as Dallas Keuchel remains unsigned. And I would urge any Pirate fan to voice the same concerns and feel the same way, because that's how it should be with this guy. You are two games over 500. You claim to be a team that is, or one game now, right? 21-20.
I wasn't going to stop you. You're on a roll.
I'm actually looking at a tweet from somebody that says the Astros know better. If they're so smart, they've won a World Series. If they don't want Keuchel, then he probably isn't worth it to the Pirates. That's what this tweet says.
Yankees didn't want A.J. Burnett. Teams that won World Series didn't want to sign Russell Martin. No one wanted Liriano. I thought the Pirates were smarter when it came to pitchers.
To which I will say back, The Astros last year put Keuchel in their rotation over Musgrove. They made Musgrove a relief pitcher because they thought Keuchel was better than him.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Thank you. So, I mean, come on.
Don't tie yourself in knots trying to say this is a bad idea from the people that tell us, you know, you guys don't know anything. You don't know anything about the prospects. Well, Mitch Keller, we know, is working on a third pitch right now, which I figure he'll have ironed out in the not too distant future, but it'll be distant enough. Please stop. Dallas Keuchel would make the Pirates better the second he took over in their starting rotation one of their spots. If you want to do it this way, if it helps you to see the math this way, would you rather have Stephen Brault or Nick Kingham or Dallas Keuchel? Hell, I'll throw Liriano in there, who was a mediocre starter, who was an average starter for a terrible team last year. I'd still rather have Dallas Keuchel. So do it that way. Stephen Brault, Nick Kingham, or money, yes, spend 14 or so million, we're guessing, we're spitballing here, that brings you up just to last year's payroll.
It's not totally spitballing because that's what Ken Rosenthal wrote, and I'm going to take his word for it.
Be that as it may, just to stave off the hordes, we'll just say we're throwing that number
out
there.
Who are the hordes? Why wouldn't Pirates fans
want
this?
Greg Brown basically said he didn't believe for sure. We don't know what Ken Rosenthal wants. We don't know what Scott Boras really wants. If you could pay $14 million to have Dallas Keuchel show up right now and you gave up the 57th pick in the draft this coming June, I would take blood from my arm, dip a pen into it, and sign a paper ready for that.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Coming up next, John Clayton dropped the bombshell. A comment that has now gone viral. We will discuss it. Plus, Ben Roethlisberger, where is he on Vegas's NFL MVP odds board? A big day for Ben coming up this next week. We'll discuss it all on the Pony and Mueller Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.